So, Jez, another Challenge Cup semi-final. How much are you looking forward to this week ahead in the game on Saturday, and how good is it for the group to be in another back-to-back semi-final?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I can't wait for it. It was great to be in this position last year, and we got the win last year, so it's something we're hoping to do again, but we're up against the champion outfit in Wigan, so we're going to have to be all on as a team, and yeah, that's what we'll have to do to get the win, mate.
Very much with a side disappointing against Warrington last week, but back at it against Wigan. It's sad, played very well against at home. How much does that go into it? How much is a boost knowing that you can turn it on, and obviously last week is a blip and you can turn it on quite easily in knockout rugby?
Yeah, it was disappointing to get the win, to get the 12 the loss last week, mate. After the recent weeks of having two massive performances against Wigan and Saints, shows we can compete with the top teams, and we feel like we are a top team ourselves this year, so... Yeah, we're up against a champion outfit. Like I said, they're going to be round to go and hurting from last year and a couple of weeks ago. So they're going to be at it, and we're expecting the best Wigan, mate. We want to give them the best Hull KR.
And there's going to be over 6,000 Hull KR fans here as well. It's a bit of a home stomping ground for you. You play the Wahoos at Doncaster. How much does that help for you in your personal preparation?
Yeah, it's mad, mate. I was speaking to Carl earlier about my times here. So it's nice to come back and play there, and it just... be crazy to get the win in front of our fans here. I'm sure they've brought a lot and sort their allocation, so yeah, it'd be extra special to get the win here.
As you mentioned, really impressive win over Wigan a few weeks ago in the Super League, and a win last year. They were a very hard outfit to beat. What goes into to matching them, and are you working on that in training over the next couple of days?
Yeah, you can't account for one or two positions because they've got strike all over the pitch. I think we've had some great games with them over the years, and I think Saturday will be one of them as well, so we know we're all going to have to be at it if we want to get a win and get back to Wembley. So yeah, we're just preparing for everything, mate.
And just to mention Wembley there, very much his club is one week at a time. Is that very much the mentality amongst the boys and yourself?
Yeah, you've got to take every week as it comes. We know we're 80 minutes away from Wembley, but if you look further than Saturday, we won't get there. So yeah, we're just looking forward to Saturday, mate, and preparing the best we can.
Lovely. Cheers, Jez.
Cheers, mate.
So, Mikey, another semi-final appearance against Wigan back-to-back. Just how good is it to be in another Challenge Cup semi-final and the preparation that goes into it? Are you looking forward to the day?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the day. Versing Wigan again in the semi-final. It's another massive challenge for us as a squad. But, you know, we're really confident as a team, and, you know, we've got to just execute our role, to put us in another final.
And with that as well, you come bouncing back from a defeat to Warrington, but it seems very resilient as we've shown this year. You're looking forward to the challenge you're facing Wigan again, and like I say, a champion team in Wigan.
Yeah, you know, we were very disappointed especially that first half, what we put out on Thursday night. But, you know, there's no reason why we lose confidence. We learn from it, we take a lot of positives out of it, and, you know, put lines of practice this week to make sure we're fully prepared for, you know, the Wigan, make sure we're firing on Saturday.
With that as well, Wigan, you've come up against them over the last couple of years. It's become a real back and forth between both clubs. You're looking forward to the latest chapter in that and just preparing for Wigan because they are one of the top teams in the comp.
Yeah, there's nothing different in our preparation. We'll prepare how we normally prepare. We'll put up playing players for how we want to attack and how we want to defend them. And like I say, it's about everyone in the 17 to execute their role, and because they've got a lot of talent around the field, so it's about being fully focused and for the full 80 minutes, just do the job.
With that as well, there's going to be over 6,000 fans here in red and white, another really packed house here after the semi-final last year in Henley. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, really looking forward to that. These fans travel everywhere with us, and we're very grateful for that. Whereas, down at Warrington on a Thursday night, or, Saturday afternoon in Donny, they travel with us, and yeah, we can't wait to run out with them, on Saturday to warm up and, hear their voices throughout the game. So we're really looking forward to that, and, they help us a lot, especially at home, being that extra man when it gets tough, getting through that and, coming out on the other side.
Lovely. Cheers, Maggie, and good luck Saturday.
Cheers, pal. Thank you.